Welcome to Medium in Our Midst on BBS Radio with your host, psychic medium, Daria Justin. Explore with her the nature of energy, spirituality, and the endless journey of the soul in the afterlife and the here and now. She'll be bringing you different topics, interesting guests, some here and some from the other side. So please relax, listen, enjoy, and expect the unexpected.
Good evening, and thank you so much for joining me here on BBS Radio. Today is Wednesday, August 25th, and whether you are joining me for the first time or if you have listened many times, I so appreciate being able to share this time with you. Tonight, my show is going to be about you, my listeners, and I'm going to be taking calls and doing readings. I just wanted to tell you how you can find me if you wanted to schedule a reading for yourself. And my website is dariajustin.com. There you will find events and upcoming guests. You can read my inspirational blog. You can get current information about having a reading. And if you would like to be kept current, you can find me on Facebook. You can sign up for my weekly newsletters. Or if you would like to email me, my email is souls, S-O-U-L-S, at dariajustin.com. There are three numbers that you can call in on and a toll-free number. There is also an option if you want to just listen via the phone while the program is airing. There's a dial-in number there with an access code, so you can actually just dial in and you can walk around with your phone and listen. Here on Medium in Our Midst, we have a very eclectic, energetic mix of spirit guides, archangels, teachers, loved ones, and illuminating guests. And their messages are always delivered with love, and to all of them, I am eternally grateful. So before I begin, I just wanted to talk a little bit. A friend of mine had called me, and she said to me, "What does channeling mean? You know, someone said that I was channeling information, told her she was channeling information, and, you know, what exactly does that mean? You know, and I thought about what that meant to someone who had no knowledge, idea, experience with any of this, delving into the higher vibrational realms. And channeling really, if you think about it in terms of, I love to think in terms of metaphors. And if you think of a radio or a frequency, when you are channeling information for yourself or for others, you are really dialing into a frequency, a broadband, a wavelength, and from that you can connect to your soul, your higher self. You can connect to angels or spirit guides or messengers, and you can be inspired. And if you think about what these messages are or where they come from or how you get there, for me it's about being in the light and staying in the light, which is another nice metaphor, because when you focus your energy on the light, think about it. If you're in a dark room and you needed to see, you could turn the light on or you could turn a flashlight on and it would illuminate the issue. So if you are moving in the light and your energy stays in that loving vibrational place and you are listening, that's another key point, is to be listening, then you are able to open yourself up to hearing, feeling, and understanding where you need to be in your life, where you need to go, what direction you need to move forward in, kind of keeps you on track. It kind of keeps you on an even keel. So tonight I am going to be asking the angels to help with my readings, and they are always available. Always available. It's funny because I picked an angel card for myself before I started, and it was clairvoyance. And guess what? That's what I do. So thank you very much. I appreciate that. So call in. I'm going to give you the numbers. The toll-free number is 888-815-9756. The three additional lines are 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, and 530-413-4522. If it's difficult getting through, lots of times that happens when everybody's calling at the same time. But as soon as there is someone on the line and ready for a reading, I will start. So some of the angels that I work with in my work, I work with the energy of the archangels. And my readings are very eclectic, and there's a variety of different guides that I work with, but I especially love and resonate with the energy of the archangels. So I hear that there is a caller on the line, so if you would tell me your name and where you're calling from, we can get this show on the road. Hi there.
Hi, my name is Laura. Daria, I've listened to your show a few times, and it's really wonderful.
Oh, hi, Laura. Thank you for calling in. So
sure,
do you have a question for me?
Yeah, I was curious, what is your take on how much loved ones on the other side are able to help us with our own day-to-day challenges?
That's a good question. I feel that our souls are all connected. We have such a huge, we tend to think of just the people that we know in our lives or have known in our lives, who may still be here or may be gone, as helping us, when there is a huge matrix of souls who are willing and able to help us. I believe that our souls each have their own purpose. I guess you can call it, you know, a soul mission. And that doesn't stop once they leave the physical body. That continues on. But I think what happens is when you need them and you ask for them, and you don't even have to ask out loud, you can just, they are just merely a thought away. You can think that, you know, ask for help or think of them. But, and then they will come to you. But what I really like to do is ask you to pay attention to who pops into your daydreams. If you find yourself thinking about or daydreaming about someone that you might have known who's passed over, that maybe they weren't so close to you, maybe they weren't, you know, a grandparent or an aunt and uncle, a sibling, a parent, but for some reason they resonate with your energy. I think this is an important point, too. The energy that you are resonating with, that is what pulls them in. When we feel really frustrated or needy, you know, and we're feeling that frustration, I think it kind of almost sets up a block. But when you can just sit there and say, okay, I'm going to release my feelings of frustration, and I'm going to say, I am here at this moment, and I am where I am meant to be, so who can help me? Who can come up and help me? Come in and help me. But, you know, I want to tell you that I'm getting around you, Laura, right now, the energy of Archangel Ariel. Ariel is connected to nature. Ariel is connected to animals. Ariel is very playful. But Ariel also helps to clear away what I call the debris in our psyche that is kind of standing in our way. And helping you to understand what it is that you need to do.
Okay.
I want to see if there's anything
else. You know, I want to tell you, I've been thinking specifically, I decided to ask recently some loved ones on the other side to join me with a particular challenge I'm facing as a volunteer. And it was interesting to me that the soul I connected to most or who felt strongest was an uncle who I wasn't necessarily very close with in life.
Yeah.
But I almost feel like he's with me trying to assist me in some way, although it's not yet clear how.
Right. And I want to tell you, too, that I get two names around you. I get the name Joseph and I get the name George. So I'm not sure how these names relate to this situation, but those are the names I'm picking up. Does that make any sense to you?
I do.
I also want to tell you that it's try and try again. And I see that you the first time didn't work. The second time might work. You're actually going to have to try four times before the situation is resolved, because they are sending you help. They're telling me they're calling in the reserves to help you. And, you know, I can see St. Francis, and, you know, I know St. Francis and animals is a very strong connection. But I know that you have the energy of St. Francis around you. But they really are calling in the reserves. But who's Joseph to you?
Joseph is my grandmother's first husband.
Uh-huh.
So
and
that would
passed?
Be connected to my grandmother. He is, yes.
Okay. Because I feel like this is someone who actually kind of failed in their attempt to, maybe when they were here, they feel like they failed in their attempt to help you in some way. That's the kind of the energy that I'm getting. And they want to try to help you now. And this is all about having second chances. I feel like second chances, and probably third and fourth chances for you is a theme. But I'm definitely getting the energy of give it another chance, give it another chance. I also want to say it's important to you to not let yourself be too drained physically.
Yeah.
They're showing me a glass barrier. They're putting up a glass barrier. You can see what you have to deal with and the problems that you have to solve, but the glass barrier is acting as a buffer so that you can kind of, so you don't feel it so much on an emotional level, because the emotional, once you connect into that emotional level, it drains you.
Wow.
Do you understand that?
That's exactly right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So this is that almost like this glass wall that they're putting up so that you will be able to, and this is interesting. I have to tell you, I've never seen this before. I've never seen a glass wall before. And this is the analogy of you can see the problem, but you don't feel the emotions so much.
It's actually a really great coping suggestion. I wouldn't have thought of it in those terms, but it's so simple, but it makes a lot of sense. I think it would be incredibly helpful to look at things that way.
I'm also seeing the bear, and the bear is the totem of the bear, which is going into the cave and letting the, it's kind of like, you know, how the bear goes into hibernation,
mm-hmm.
and then when you go into that meditative state, you get your information, because they're also showing me the pineal gland, which is at the top of the head. So that is your psychic center. So it's trust. Trust that if you go into meditation and you go into your open up to your psychic side, then the information is going to come to you.
Okay. Fantastic.
Okay.
Wow. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm a big fan of the show.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, Laura. Once again, I want to say, you know, it's very, very important that if you do receive messages, or if you feel like you're receiving messages from loved ones who've passed over, it's important to really put them in perspective of what's happening to you at the moment. What joys do you have? What problems do you have? When you feel them around you, try to put them into perspective of what you're going through in your life right now, and that's where you will really find the most rewards. Okay, there's another caller on the line. Hi there. Who am I speaking with,
Hello.
Please? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
I'm Joy.
Hi, Joy. Where are you calling from?
Canada.
How are you tonight? How are things in Canada?
Good, great. Beautiful weather so far.
Yeah, we've been having some crazy weather once again. We kind of went from being high 90s, and all of a sudden it's like 68 degrees outside and you have to put a jacket on. And we're all, myself and all the animals around me included, you know, we're kind of out there like, what the heck's going on here? The acorns of my cats need little helmets because the acorns are falling out of the trees so quickly that they're getting clonked on the head. So, wow. Joy, right? I want to make sure I have your name right. Okay, what's your question?
I am really feeling a push from my soul, whatever, to channel. And I've been told I'm a channel. Mm-hmm. I just can't seem to bring it through. I'm hearing the messages, but I'm just wondering what else to do. And I'm just curious as to what my mom and dad think about me taking this path.
Okay. It's interesting that I was speaking about channeling before and you calling up. There's a couple of things that are going on here. There are the angelic energies that I want to talk about, because I feel like it's important that you understand two things. Okay. One is it's important for you to be either outdoors or connected to nature, because I'm getting the energy of Archangel Jophiel, and that message there is to connect with nature. Because when you connect with nature, and I can attest to this, because when I walk outside and I just look up and I'm surrounded by the trees and the fresh air, and it just absolutely raises my vibrations. So I feel this is something important for you too. Do you spend a lot of time indoors or in an office or in a closed up?
Yep.
Because that's exactly what I'm
room.
Up. So it's important for you to be outside. You know, even if it's just to take a walk at lunchtime or before you go to work or after you're done. I feel like that's an important component. And the other one is, when we talk about channeling, you know, your chakras. Are you familiar with your chakras?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you know that the chakras run as a channel up through, overlaying your spine. And Archangel Metatron is the archangel who really helps to keep your chakras functioning at an optimal level. And, you know, for people who are not too familiar with the chakras really automatically operate. They draw energy in through the different, our ethereal bodies into our physical body, and then we process that energy and we release it. And even though they function automatically, like breathing, we can have blocks, we can experience blocks. So, you know, through your intention to focus on your chakras and to keep them, you know, envision the rainbow, envision that channel open and just completely surrounded with the colors of the rainbow so that you can feel the inspiration and the messages. Now, there's two names that there's somebody who has an M name. It's interesting because I get an M and a D, okay? Now, you said mom and dad. So I don't know if any of them, if there's a Dan, Dave, Donna, if somebody has the
Mary.
Dear name. I'm sorry?
Mary, my mom. My mom
Mary
was
is
Mary.
Mom. Okay.
My father was Joseph.
Oh, Mary and Joseph. Okay. Thank you, because I was actually, okay. Now I'm going to, let me go back. Hold on. Okay. Mary's coming through first, and I'm hearing this song, Be What You Want to Be, Do What You Want to Do. Do you know that song? Which I'm glad if you do, because I know I can't sing. But, yeah, I feel like you're hiding your light. That she's showing me this analogy of a flower, that the flower needs to open, and you were kind of like hiding your light. Your dad's energy, Joseph, feels a little more practical, pragmatic. It's kind of like, okay, if that's what you want to do, then just go ahead and do it. But I'm getting, give it your all. Don't do anything halfway. Give it your all. I get a connection to, there's two, I get a connection to the month of February and to the month of June. They're also showing me champagne glasses, which would be some kind of a celebration or an anniversary. So is there an anniversary in either of those months or an anniversary that's just passed or coming up? Because I see clinking the glasses like the toast, toasting.
I'll tell you what that might be. We're going through some legal issues right now.
Okay.
And we have good evidence and whatnot. It's just a process awaiting.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that I feel a very positive outcome there because I'm seeing champagne clinking the glasses. I do get February as an important month, so I don't know if you'll have to wait until February, but those months are being highlighted.
I did intend to start channeling, kind of taking it out publicly.
Hi, this is Daria. I am so sorry if you, I hope you're still there. I was just told that the whole station went down. I guess there's some crazy power stuff going on. And I hope you are able to call in again and to listen in. And I was speaking with Joy, and I don't know, Joy, how much you were able to hear. I know you're not on the phone anymore, but just in case you're listening, I just wanted to finish up by saying if you listen to the archives, then hopefully some of what you missed might will be in there. But I also want to just, this message once again is for Joy. Your dad is, Joseph, was saying to me, don't hide your light under a barrel. That means, I'm sure you know what that means, it's an old-fashioned saying, but the message there is, let yourself shine, stand in the light, stand in your truth. I want to give those numbers out again. If anybody wants to call in for a reading, it's 888-815-9756. 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, and 530-413-4522. So, while I'm waiting for everyone to get powered back up, I want to talk a little bit more about the archangels. And the archangels are kind of like the pillars of energy that support our physical dimension. And they are always there for us. All we need to do is ask. Okay, I heard a beep, so I'm going to bring the next caller online. Who am I speaking to, please?
Hi, Daria. This is Pat.
Hi, Pat. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Connecticut.
Okay, Pat. How are you this evening? What's your question?
I'm pretty good. I was actually wondering, are you comfortable just channeling information that you get, or would you prefer a question?
No, I can just tell you what I get.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds like fun.
All right. It's interesting. I pick up the energy of a Scorpio, around you. And I have to tell you, I don't usually get that, but I'm seeing a Scorpio or Scorpion, this, which would mean, you know, I'm talking about the astrological sign. I guess that would be for November. And I also feel like there's issues about a husband. Do you currently have a husband?
Mm-mm, I don't.
Okay.
I've been divorced 30 years.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I've been
thinking about a husband lately.
Well, yes, he's coming in town to visit my son, and I kind of gave my son the message, you know, don't involve me. I feel like he's a bit of a, he latches onto energy. So the past year I've been working, trying to just energetically get him away from me.
Yeah, I also, because I feel like there's this, I get this energy of control, like it has
Absolutely.
To be about control. It doesn't make any difference how far away he is, how long, how much time has passed. It's control. And it, to me, it seems like he has to control everybody and everything in his path. I see kind of he comes in like a tornado and leaves a lot of devastation and you have to kind of pick up the pieces. I feel it's really important that you kind of just, you know, hold yourself back, keep your energy to yourself. And, yes, what does the 23 mean for your son? I'm seeing 23. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay. It could be like the 23rd day of the month, 23 years old, but that's...
He's 30.
This is the, okay.
He's
but
30 years old when he was 17. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me just keep going. So just, you know, keep that in the back of your head or write it down, 23, that there's something significant about that date. What else? Let's see. I also see, I'm seeing arithmetic in mathematics. To me, this feels like somebody who either has something to do with math or teaching, studying math or accounting. Does that make any sense to you?
Nope.
I'm seeing like these bills everywhere and like somebody sitting there and trying to figure out, what am I going to pay now? Who am I going to pay next? Does that make any sense to you?
That's me.
Okay. Okay. I also get that you have what you need when you need it.
Yes.
No matter what you need comes to you, it kind of flows, because your energy to me feels like you have the energy of a flowing energy. You let think money might pass through your hands rather quickly, but it will always be there when you need it. They're showing me the animal totem for the ant, and that's patience. So this
what's
may be
the
something.
What?
The
what
totem animal totem is the ant.
Okay.
And the ant means patience. So, because I get this energy for you that you have a lot of patience. Is that true?
I used to. I've been suffering with panic attacks for a number of years, and my patience is gone. But I used to be very, very patient.
Okay. This is, and when I feel that energy around you, that's kind of that's to help and inspire you. You know,
okay.
It's not just the symbolism of the ant, it's that energy that's around you.
Okay.
And also, and I also feel for you, I said this before, I don't know if you were listening before, but the Archangel Jophiel with the outdoors, I feel like it would be really helpful for you to be outdoors, to do things outside. I actually see... tennis. I see. Do you play tennis, or do you enjoy tennis? Or what's the tennis connection?
There's no tennis connection, except I was listening to a woman talk in my chiropractic office the other day, and getting impatient with how people try to kind of impress other people with their own stuff. Even looking at myself
mm-hmm.
doing it, but she was talking about tennis.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, because that's a great validation, you know, because
yeah.
Once again, you know, you understand the message within the context of that. And once again, and patience is a really hard thing, you know, because we're kind of, even though it's important to live in the moment
mm-hmm.
and to stay focused in the moment, we're always thinking about, well, what's coming next? What's going to happen next? I do feel like you've had the rug pulled out from underneath you, because they're showing me, yeah, this, it's just like something's being pulled out from underneath you, and it kind of puts you off kilter. But I do want to say that I feel you are protected, and that you have an innate sense of what you need to do, so you will always know the next step to take that will keep you moving in the right direction. I really feel that very strongly. Do you feel that for yourself?
Yes, you know, you're talking about all the ways I've been strong in my life, and I've really been weak the past probably 10 years, and I'm struggling to try and create myself again, a new one, and some of the things that you mentioned to try to find those things again. You're
mm-hmm.
you're making me curious from what you're saying. Can you see, I'm applying for an artist supportive housing situation. It's mutual housing, so it's for people in low income, but this building is being built for artists, which I am.
Uh-huh.
Do you see me being accepted, and what time period?
Okay. Well, I can tell you the information that I get around it, okay? There is someone named Johnson. I get this Johnson... kind of reminds me of Johnson and Wales. They're actually showing me the symbol of the whale,
mm-hmm.
Which I don't know what that means. It doesn't, it's not making me feel like, you know, the whale is the record keeper. It's making me feel like there's actually a picture of a whale. Do you do any photography? Are you connected to anyone who does photography?
My son and I take photography, photographs of animals to then do portraits of the animals.
Oh, how cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Somehow there's a connection to whales here. Okay. Now, I keep hearing February again. I heard February before. I'm hearing it again. But I also have to say I get a November connection for you. I'm getting a time frame of 6 months. Now, mm-hmm. I say that with a bit of a hesitation because there's no time on the other side. It could mm-hmm. be 6 weeks. It could mm-hmm. be 6 weeks, but I feel it's more like 6 months. I don't know, but it has to do with that number six time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to get a two-bedroom apartment?
No, one.
Okay, because I feel that there's something, this has two, it feels like two bedrooms. Like there would be like a bedroom and then a room that would be for studio. I also get a common room. There's a common
yes.
room that everybody would use. Is that it?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, hold on now. I see you rolling paint on the walls.
Well,
I also see you using, okay, hold on, like as if you moved in a place and you would paint. I see the color blue, a pale blue.
Okay.
I also get the name Charles or Charlie.
Okay.
And I feel like there's more than one application you've had to put in. There's something about the second time.
Yes, it was returned because they're not taking them yet, so I will apply again.
Okay.
Oh, maybe they will ask for applications in November.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely see another opportunity coming there. So I would say yes. I would say yes.
Do you see me?
Make sure you have everything ready for that second, you know, that
yes.
second application.
Do you see
me? And once again, this name, John, Johnson, Johnston.
Okay.
Okay. And uh-huh. some kind of connection to the whales. You know, like people go and see, like, the whale, the migrations and all that. Some kind of connection
uh-huh.
to that.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Do you see me getting accepted, living there?
I see you rolling paint on the walls, so
okay.
that's a good thing.
Okay. Thank you.
You know,
really
to,
cool.
me, to me, the future is unwritten. Okay?
Yes.
We create our future. As difficult mm-hmm. as that may be for some people to really kind of wrap their minds around, we really create our future. So what I would say to you is, if you really want to be there, then every
mm-hmm.
day when you get up, I would say, I am living there, and wherever
okay.
that is. I am living
okay.
in blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
I live there. I love it. I'm happy. I am there. And just go through your day and, of course, act with determination and do what you can do
mm-hmm.
to make that go forward. But really, just put it in your mind that this is where you, if it's for your highest good, because sometimes if we want something and we don't get it, then there's a bigger picture going on that we didn't see.
Okay.
That we haven't even completed some of the steps we need to complete before we can get there, or there's something that's
okay.
actually better for us that we don't even know about. So
okay.
I always try to act with determination and, you know, when I say this is where I want to be, this is what I want to happen, and say it as if it already has happened. But I'm also always open if God has another plan for me, you know?
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
All right. You're great. I was glad that I got to speak to you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And the other thing I want to tell you, I'm just kind of getting this little bit of vitamins, that you should be taking vitamins. Or now, I'm not a doctor, so, you know, all I can say is I feel like you need, there are certain nutrients that you need that you're not getting.
I'm taking a lot of vitamins.
So, you know, you might just want to think about eating healthy, you know, eating greens, eating healthy.
Okay.
And also the caffeine. Do you drink a lot of caffeine?
Yes, I just went to decaf.
Okay, that's a really good thing because I'm getting this caffeine is just draining your system.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I know. Have a good evening. Yeah, I you know, sometimes we get so focused on what we think we want that I just say, follow your joy, follow your bliss. Whatever makes you feel blissful and really excited, follow that, because that's not gonna steer you wrong. Okay, we have another caller on the line. Who am I speaking to, please?
Oh, hi, Daria. It's Drew in Connecticut. I'm a first-time caller.
Hi, Drew. Wow, that's two Connecticuts. The energy must
really?
Be jumping over in Connecticut.
How
are you? How are you this evening? Okay.
I guess I'm looking for just an overview reading. Is that what you can provide?
You just want me to just kind of hook into your energy and go? You don't have a specific question?
Not tonight.
Okay. All right. Drew. Okay. This is interesting. The first thing that I'm seeing is a St. Bernard dog.
Really?
Yes. You know the St. Bernards, how actually in the mountains when they would have those little barrels of whiskey on them?
Right.
That's what I'm seeing. I have no idea why.
I have no idea. I don't drink whiskey. I don't have a St. Bernard.
Yeah, and it's funny because it's actually it's a scene in the snow where the dog is, you know, sent out to rescue someone.
Mm-hmm.
This is an interesting thing. I am feeling that you come from a lineage of people who are very psychic, and I feel like in this lineage, there was kind of the label of being Wiccan, or not so much Wiccan, but like a witch, where people would say, oh, they're a family of witches, and kind of didn't understand really that you were just very psychic. But they're telling you, I'm getting this message that you come from a line of a psychic lineage.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how open you are to this. But I want to say that don't be afraid. Don't be afraid if you feel there, and it usually will come to you as intuition, okay? If you get those really intuitive feelings and then they're validated, don't be afraid of that.
No, I am very intuitive, so that was on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, because that's that is the way that, you know, let's just say that's an easy way to explain that. Is to just say you're very intuitive, or if someone comes up and you're getting like real psychic vibes about them, and then you can say, well, this is my intuition is just telling me this. But I do want to say that you come from a line that you have carried this down, you have carried this through a few generations. Do you have a daughter?
Mm. Yes.
Okay, because I feel like the daughter also has it. And has your mom passed?
No, neither parent.
Okay, because I get this energy around you who to me feels, okay, so your mom is still here. I would have thought there's someone who feels like a mom, who has the energy of a mom, which could be like, I don't know, someone who was like a mom, a grandmother, an aunt, a mother-in-law, but I get this energy of, hello from heaven. Hello from heaven. Who has the blue eyes? I'm seeing these really bright blue eyes. Do you have a sister?
Whole family has
okay.
Blue eyes.
Your whole family has blue eyes. Okay. I want to talk about a sister, sister-in-law, someone who's like a sister to you. Is this someone who's still here?
Probably. I have a lot of two female friends that are like sisters.
Okay. Because I want to say I'm picking up the J name, J. I hear, to me it sounds like Joyce, but then I also hear Susan.
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay, so just if those names don't mean anything to you, just write them down. Because
mm-hmm.
I have absolute faith that everything comes through means something. And there's also the teacher vibe. Who's the teacher around you?
The teacher? Probably BBS
yeah.
Radio.
hang on. Are you a twin by any chance?
No. I'm beginning to think I'm looking at a past life.
I'm seeing, I'm seeing the Gemini. I'm seeing the Gemini. Which signifies twins.
Okay.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. Let me try to get this. Hold on. Okay, I got it. All right. This is the second time that you were attempting this. You have attempted what you're here to accomplish in this lifetime, your purpose. The last time, it didn't go so well for you, so you are attempting it again. Only this time, whenever I do shows, I always find that there are themes. The themes kind of run through. And here, once again, it's this, don't be afraid to be who you are. Show your true self to be who you are, and don't be afraid, because you are not going to be judged for it.
Okay, that's pretty good advice.
Okay. And also, I feel like it's important for you to prioritize to, you know, whatever goals you have for yourself. And, I feel like I want to talk about metaphysical goals. I'm sorry. You see, goals. That was a slip of the tongue, but that means good things are coming. To prioritize, and because I feel like what used to be important to you is kind of falling away. Your values are changing. You're starting to see in a different way. And I feel like this is going to intensify. What?
Right. I'm literally cleaning myself of a lot of miscellaneous things in the house, just things that I don't want anymore, just that were important to me at one time.
Yeah, if it doesn't work for you, then it's going to go. Because I feel like this is, and it's coming at a time in your life when you're really ready for it.
Yes.
So, you know, once again, I would say prioritize. Clear away what doesn't work and be open. But I get this big teacher vibe, and I feel like, you know, they say that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So however you need to make that work, if you see a class you feel like taking, or you go into a library or a bookstore, and you just say, okay, guides, lead me to where I'm supposed to be, and all of a sudden you'll find yourself in front of a book and you'll pick it up and you'll say, oh, I think I want to read this, because you are definitely coming into a time where you need, in order for you to take yourself to the next level spiritually, there are some things you need to learn. You need some tools that you need to work with and enhance. I also see crystals around you, like minerals. I don't know if you have any minerals, if you collect them, but minerals will help to kind of broadcast your energy. So if you find yourself drawn to something, actually what I'm getting is rose quartz. Okay, rose quartz is pink. It's a pink form of quartz, obviously rose quartz, but it's going to open up your heart center. You know, that's going to work with gently opening up your heart center so that you can kind of attract. What?
I do have some rose quartz, so I should probably put it on
great.
My desktop.
Yeah, you should put it on you, like keep it on you, stick it in your pocket. You know, you should definitely keep it on you because I feel like you are attracting love into your life. And that love could come in any way, shape, or form. You know, it could come as a man, a woman, a friend, whatever, however that comes into your life. I feel like you are really attracting, and this is a big thing for me to say, so I don't say it. I really believe you are attracting a soulmate. And when we say soulmates, we kind of have this vision of, oh, this is a love relationship that I'm supposed to spend the rest of my life with, but that's not so. A soulmate is someone who contracted with us on the other side to really help us in the pivotal time in our journey, and I feel like this is a pivotal time for you.
Wow, that's great to hear.
And
well,
I also get the month
much.
Of December. I get the month of December as being important, an important month. And once again, they're showing me the Saint Bernard. Do you know anybody who has a Saint Bernard? Or do you like to rescue people?
I am a rescuer, so that's probably what all I need to get is a barrel around my neck.
Yeah, and it feels good to rescue people, but you also, I want to say that it's important to understand that sometimes others have to go through their own consequences of their, have to experience the consequences of their actions. And sometimes when we think it's great to rescue people, by rescuing them, sometimes you are preventing them from actually experiencing what they need to experience to move to another level of soul growth. Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Yeah, we
think, you know, we'll keep helping them, But really, if we just say, okay, I've helped enough, now it's kind of sink or swim, and then they will be able to face their challenges and understand what they need to learn, you know, for their own soul growth. And if you keep helping them, then they never have that, that opportunity doesn't come to them.
Very good. Thank you for sharing
that.
Just
think of it this way, Drew. This time is all about you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'll look for that St. Bernard on the streets. Thank you very much,
thank you for calling in.
My pleasure.
Okay. Thank you. Good night. Well, we have a couple of minutes left. If there's anybody else waiting or calling in, this is the time to do it. Once again, I want to talk about the, I keep starting to talk about the angels, but then we're getting calls. The energy of the archangels to me is so beautiful and so empowering. And if you can familiarize yourself with some of the archangels, then you will begin to understand what their energy feels like. And when you have a particular need and you ask them for support and help, it will come to you. You will feel it. And I want to tell you a little bit about what's happening next week. Next week we have on Dr. Aurora Juliana Ariel, and she is the creator of The Quest. A book she wrote, it's kind of like a self-help book. She is also an award-winning author of Earth 2012. A bunch of people got together to write that, and that's going to be very, very interesting. And I only have just a couple of minutes left, so I wanted to end this show by once again saying sorry about losing power, and I hope we probably lost a lot of people. But this has just been one crazy, crazy day. Here is a quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson. The angels are so enamored of the language that is spoken in heaven that they will not distract their lips with the hissing and unmusical dialects of men, but speak their own, whether there be any who understand it or not. And believe me when I say that when the angels speak, you will hear it. You will hear it as inspiration, you will hear it as intuition, and you will feel a loving vibration of them all around you. So, once again, if you would like to contact me for a reading, my website is dariajustin.com. If you want to email me, my email is souls@dariajustin.com. And thank you so much for joining me here this evening. And until next week, I wish you all grace and peace. And good night.